Chair would recognize the Senator from Dubuque, Senator Yocum.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Senate, today we have the sun shining in Iowa's capital city, and today we're going to shed a little more sunshine on Iowa government. This is a win-win for Iowa citizens and their government. Today, after 6 years of countless meetings and negotiations, the House and Senate have reached an agreement. And that agreement is creating the Iowa Public Information Board and sending it to the governor for his signature. We passed this bill on March 14th of 2011, 49-0. And last week, the House passed this bill with an amendment, 92-7. So with that, Mr. President, if we could go to the House amendment.
The House amendment is 52-15, and you are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. The House made four changes to the bill we sent to them. First of all, our bill had a 7-member advisory council or board. They changed that to a 9-member board. Up to 3 members from the media, representatives from the media, up to 3 members or representatives from local government, and the rest of the board would be citizens from the public members. Those people will be nominated by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. The duties of that council or board remain the same as what the Senate had in our original bill. All filing fees have been eliminated. Dates, of course, have been changed to accommodate the fact that we are going to allow the board to have until July 1 of 2013 to hire the executive director of the Iowa Public Information Board. And finally, the last change the House made was to clarify when tentative, preliminary, speculative materials become a public record. Under current law, they are a public record immediately, and a lot of people don't realize that. Under the change made by the House, those drafts or speculative materials would become a public record when it is submitted to the decision makers for action. With that, Mr. President, that is an explanation of the changes made by the House, and I would move its adoption if there are no questions.
Is there discussion? The Chair recognizes the Senator from Osceola, Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, friends and colleagues of the Senate, every time that we discuss public notice, public records in this chamber, I just want to emphasize, this is not about the media. This is about the public's right to know. The media is one of the ways that they get to know that. And I would encourage everyone to support this legislation, which we've been working on for a number of years, trying to get this board together to help government entities understand what is in our open records and open meetings laws. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chair recognizes Senator from Webster, Senator Beal.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too would like to rise in support of this. You know, I've never understood people who want to do the public business and then go behind closed doors to conduct it. You know, they say that sunshine is the best disinfectant there is. And so I appreciate everything that Senator Yocum has done. We were working on this with Senator Mike
Connolly,
thank you. I know it, you know it, the people of Iowa know it, Connolly. And so this has been a long time in coming, and I appreciate the work that particular Senator Yocum has done on this, and I urge your support.
I just remind the Senate, on the passage of this amendment, we go to final reading, so if there's any discussion, it needs to be now. But seeing none, the Senator from Dubuque moves Senate Amendment 5215 to House File 430. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion prevails. Amendment's adopted. The Senator from Dubuque moves Senate File 430 as amended. Be read the last time, placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate File 430 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to violations of the open records of public meetings laws and the creation of the Iowa Public Information Board, including the fee and effective date provisions.
The senator from Beoke moves the reading be considered the last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion prevails. The title agreed to. Title is agreed to. The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 430 as amended will vote aye. Opposed vote no. Secretary will receive your votes. Senator Bartz votes aye. Senator McCoy votes aye.
Senator Courtney.
Senator Courtney votes aye. Chair recognizes Senator Boone, Senator Bain.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please excuse Senator McKinley until he returns?
Senator McKinley, excuse until he returns. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Smith votes aye. As every senator voted, every senator has voted, the secretary will close the voting system. Lock the voting system, record your vote, and the Senate will pay attention and resolve the roll call. Those voting aye, 49, no, 0. The bill, having received constitutional majority, is declared to pass the Senate, and the title was agreed to.